Hey everyone, Gavin Syme. Welcome to Photo Couch. I'm down here on the bayou in Lake Martin, Louisiana, and about sunrise right now. I'm just waiting for some light to come, and I just wanted to stop and chat for a minute about timing and waiting for it to be right. And, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at this scene, and we got these trees, and I don't know the area that well, so I couldn't name all these trees, but, you know, you got this hanging moss, and it's really cool. There's really some character there. And it's tempting just to run around and try and see every which thing and photograph it all. And I'm trying to sit here and kind of focus on, okay, what do I want this morning? I'm not going to be able to take everything. But then there's also this side of the light. It isn't great right now. The light really hasn't peaked yet. There's some clouds on the horizon. I think we're going to start getting some reflection off these clouds soon, and it might really start lighting up these trees. But a lot of times we settle because, hey, we want to rush on to the next thing. So we take a photo of this, and we go and take a photo of that. And, you know, you've heard me talk before on slowing down and just kind of thinking things through. I think with a lot of scenarios, we need to settle. We need to make a decision, because it's almost like sometimes you can have a whole bunch of mediocre photos, or you can wait and have one or two really phenomenal ones. And I'll take those really phenomenal ones any day of the week. You know, we do photo walks, and those are cool, don't get me wrong, but it's like there's this mindset in that you know, you're walking. So you take a photo of one thing and you rush on to the next. And not that you have to, but that happens a lot in our lives as we move around and take photos of things. And I think that sometimes that's why they don't meet up to our expectations. They don't have the awe that we saw when we were standing there. I mean, I'm sitting here on the edge of the swamp looking around, and I feel this. You know, it's three-dimensional, and I hear the birds, and you might too, and what's going on. And I see these trees, and I see this little houseboat kind of crash into the trees off in the distance, and there's a feeling there. But to convey that in a photograph, we have to somehow carry that feeling through and be able to show those nuances with the light. And I guess what I'm getting at is, wait for it. Wait for it to be right. You know, if you say, hey, this spot is good, this can be beautiful, just stop and wait and see if it's going to come. And sometimes the light doesn't come, and you just have to do what you can. But if you rush it, and if you just, you know, say, hey, I'm going to take a photo. If I take a photo here right now, and I have been running a couple test frames, if I take those home now, they're probably kind of going to be gray and flat and nothing real exciting. But if I wait and my light does happen to peek through here and just shine that warm morning glow on this scene, I think it can be really beautiful. We'll see what happens when I get done here today. But we need to always think about the scene we're making if we want to make something special. There's a lot of images being made out there. And if you want to have something unique, if you want to have something that really stands out, more than a snapshot, you have to craft it, and you have to plan it. You want to sit there and, you know, use that extra time to visualize. Maybe you're waiting for that light. Doesn't mean you have to twiddle your thumbs. I mean, we don't visualize and plan and see our light and really think about our composition enough. A lot of times with digital, we get in a rush, and that's definitely one thing I've learned from 4x5 is, you know, gosh, man, slow down and just think about it. And there's a lot to be gained from that. So, you know, sometimes we're in scenarios where we can control our light. Sometimes it's a portrait and you can do this or that. Same thing there, though. We got to watch ourselves. Even when you can control the light, maybe you've got strobes or flashes or fills or whatever you're doing, there's still a tendency, like, you know, you have to be clicking. Like, you have to rush through and always be moving. And I don't think we do. I think that whatever the scenario, take your time to slow down and make it as perfect as it can be, you know, run a few test frames, and then get it there so that when the time comes that you're making the image, you know, when you're making the final one or the final grouping, you're confident and you know what you're making and you know it's going to work, you know it's going to be good, and that's a really, really good feeling. So my thought for the day is wait for the light, make it as perfect as you can, and just plan things out so that the images come out as strong as you want them to be. All right, that's all for today. I'm going to go wait for the sunrise, and hopefully I get something here.